Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the epistle found in Hebrews chapter 1. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." This is the word of the Lord. As I said at the outset of the service at Christmas, we gather to marvel at God's humanness. We marvel that God himself, in the words of today's gospel, became flesh and dwelt among us. Our Lord Jesus was in every way human that you and I are human. He was born. He lived. He died. He was raised by his mother Mary and earthly father Joseph. We marvel at Christmas that God did things we would not typically associate with God and kind of make us feel uncomfortable to talk about him in that way. He nursed from his mother and he filled his diapers. He was hungry. He was tired. He knew pain and suffering and difficulty. And when his flesh would be pierced with nails, he bled like every other human being would. When the whips scourged his back, he felt agonizing pain, just like every other human being would. He was a human in every manner of speaking. Indeed, we as Christians confess that Jesus was and is true man. Of course, the one difference, the profound difference between Christ and us is that he was a sinless human being. He resisted the temptations of the devil. He renounced all the trappings that the world had to offer. He lived a human life without ever once succumbing to sin and defiling himself. Naturally, no mere human being can be sinless. And this Jesus Christ is no mere human being. He is true man and also true God. The writer of the epistle to the Hebrews today calls us to hail this man born in the manger as the true God that he is. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." So on this Christmas morning, you and I have gathered together to join our voices with the angels in singing praises to the one who is the firstborn of God the Father from eternity. We join our voices with the angels in singing praises to the one who is higher than the angels. Our worship is full of the songs of the angels. Every time we receive Holy Communion, we sing one of the angels' songs. In Isaiah 6, the seraphim were gathered around the throne of God, and the prophet heard them singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Just as the angels sang in the presence of the throne of God, you and I sing their song when we come into his presence in the Lord's Supper. "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth adored, heaven and earth thy power proclaim, shout the glory of your name." The song of Christmas, which we heard in our midnight service last night, is another song of the angels from Luke chapter 2, when the angels met the shepherds in the fields and they sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Their song is our song. We sang it this morning as well. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. The job of the angels is to praise God and do his will. And so you and I join the angels in making that our task as well. We sing praise to Christ, the one born in Bethlehem, who is the glorious God making himself known in human flesh. When Isaiah saw those angels in Isaiah 6, when he saw the glorious Lord sitting on his throne, he was terrified. He cried out in agony, "Woe is me, for I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." The song of the angels that they cried out was that God was holy. And that terrified Isaiah. God was holy and he was not. God is holy and we are not. Sin creates a divide between God and his people. When you and I sin, when we chase after that which doesn't keep with God's word, then you and I divide ourselves against God. He is holy, and we love to embrace that which is unholy. Isaiah is rightly terrified because a holy God is a terrifying thing. But the song the angels sang on Christmas night brings good news to unholy people like you and me. This child is born to bring peace among those with whom he is pleased. The holy God who reigns over all things, he doesn't come to you in terror to strike fear into you. He comes as one of you. He comes in human flesh. He comes as a child to establish peace between you and God. The same God who strikes terror in the hearts of mankind due to his holiness and our unholiness, he comes to humanity to offer peace with the people who are at war with him. He comes in humanity to bear our sinfulness in a human body and to pay for it in his death on the cross. Maybe you have never been struck with terror at God like Isaiah was, but you have recognized that divide that exists between God and mortal women and men like you and me, because you see it every time life fails you. You feel it every time you experience hurt and suffering. You know it every time you've struggled with temptation and given in to temptation. You know that divide. And if you fully grasped that divide between you and God, you would indeed be filled with terror like Isaiah. But God doesn't want your hearts to be filled with dread and terror. He comes in the Son of God, born of the Son of Mary, as the Son of Mary, to bring you peace. Peace on earth, as the angels sing. He comes in humanity to die for you, so that each and every one of you can say, "God died on the cross for me, for my sins." God removes the divide between him and us that we create. And that is true peace. That's the peace the world can't offer and the world will never achieve on this side of glory. He gives you the peace that lasts for all eternity. He gives you a peace that means life with Him forever is yours. Dearest friends in Jesus Christ, here on this glorious Christmas morning, we are granted the privilege not to cry out to God in terror, but to worship Him with the angels. We are privileged to sing the same song as the angels. You and I are purified from our sins. We've heard the words spoken to our fathers by the prophets. But today that word takes on human flesh, that we might know in this word, Jesus Christ Himself is with us. The very Holy One of God today makes His manger with you in His word, with bread and wine as His clothing. He bids you to come and eat and drink and taste and see, not that the Lord is terrifying and to be feared, but that the Lord is good. He puts on bread and wine and calls us not just to hear a message of peace, but to taste it, to put it in our mouths for our eating and drinking. Though you and I are called this morning to sing with the angels and worship Christ with the angels, Christ our Lord gives us this morning something that angels are not given. He gives us Himself. The writer to the Hebrews says, after making purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name He has inherited is more excellent than theirs. In this meal of Jesus' body and blood, Jesus Christ invites us to communion with Him. And the word communion is the word union, meaning to be together or to be one. That's not something God gave to the angels, but He certainly gives it to you today and always. You are one with Christ, the Holy God of heaven, the King of kings over all creation. And so, dearest friends in Jesus Christ, let us worship Him, the Christ child, today in the joyful knowledge that as we sing with angels and archangels with all the company of heaven, we do so in beloved peace with the Holy God, now and for always. To Christ, the Word made flesh, the One who comes to us this day, to Him be the glory, the honor, and the power, now and forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.